Katie Ledecky gritted her teeth and flexed her left arm atop the lane rope. There was plenty of splashing, too, by one of the most accomplished swimmers to ever dive into the pool. Ledecky dominated the 1,500-meter freestyle at the Paris Games on Wednesday for her 8th Olympic gold medal and 12th medal overall. And that might not even have been the most impressive performance on a big night in the pool. France's Léon Marchand completed one of the most audacious doubles in swimming history by winning the 200 butterfly and the 200 breaststroke about 2 hours apart. There was also a world record in the 100 freestyle as Pan Zhangli of China lowered his own mark. Triathlon success. An ambitious plan to clean up the long polluted Seine River paid off when the swimming portions of the Paris Olympics triathlons were finally held in the waterway Wednesday. After a couple of cancelled swim practices and a day's delay because of the river's water quality, the women's and men's events finished in spectacular fashion, on the Pont Alexandre III bridge with the Eiffel Tower in the background. "It's magical," said newly minted gold medalist Cassandra Beaugrand of France. "It's the best route we've had in a long time, and I know all the other athletes feel the same." Beaugrand navigated slippery roads that turned the cycling portion into a series of spills following an early morning rain. The men's triathlon, which started less than an hour after the women finished, there was plenty of stifling heat and humidity to deal with as the sun came out in full force. Alex Yee of Britain used a burst at the end to catch and pass Hayden Wild of New Zealand to win the gold medal by 6 seconds. U.S. men beat South Sudan in basketball. The U.S. men's basketball team had an easier time with South Sudan in the rematch than it did when the teams first met a couple of weeks ago. The U.S. clinched a trip to the quarterfinals with a 103-86 victory. Guatemala's gold. A spinal injury ended Adriana Ruano's Olympic dream as a gymnast. She came back as a shooter and won Guatemala's first Olympic gold medal. Ruano was training for the 2011 World Championships in Gymnastics, a qualifier for the London Olympics the following year, when she felt pain in her back. An MRI showed the then 16-year-old had 6 damaged vertebrae, a career-ending injury, and Ruano's doctor recommended she take up shooting if she wanted to stay in sports without aggravating her injured back. That advice paid off Wednesday as Ruano won gold in the women's trap with an Olympic record score of 45 out of 50. Djokovic still chasing gold? Novak Djokovic is 3 wins away from earning the only big title he lacks. Djokovic needed a bit of time to assert himself before taking control with a 5-game run for a 7-5, 6-3 victory over Dominic Kepfer of Germany, reaching the singles quarterfinals for the 4th time at the Summer Games. A gold medal is pretty much the only accomplishment of significance missing from the resume of Djokovic, a 37-year-old from Serbia who has won a men's record 24 Grand Slam titles and spent more weeks at number 1 than anyone in the history of the computerized tennis rankings. Djokovic next faces Stefanos Tsitsipas. Rafael Nadal's Paris Games ended when he and Carlos Alcaraz were eliminated in the men's doubles quarterfinals with a 6-2, 6-4 loss to the 4th-seeded American duo of Austin Krajicek and Rajiv Ram. AP Olympics. https://apnews.com/hub/2024-Paris-Olympic-Games. Andrew Dampf, The Associated Press.